let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. In 40 Days Out of Darkness, author Debbie Kretzinger seeks to inspire you to recognize the goodness, compassion, and loving kindship of God Almighty and allow Him to draw you into an intimate relationship with the Trinity of God, the Father, Jesus Christ, God's Son, and the Holy Spirit, Counselor and Advocate. 40 Days Out of Darkness is written from the perspective of God speaking to His children. Each devotional includes scripture written in italics with Bible references and questions to encourage you to go deeper into your walk with God. The selections are meant to make you aware of His steadfast presence and fill you with the hope of knowing you are loved and valued. Debbie shares how she wrote these devotionals while in her own dark places of life, spending countless hours in God's Word, learning who He is and who she is. Debbie, a fifth-generation Hillsborough County, Florida native, is an inspirational speaker and author of poetry, short stories, and devotionals. Happily married to her hero since 1976, she serves in their Tampa Bay-based Kretzinger Services, Inc. Debbie Kretzinger, author of 40 Days Out of Darkness, Finding Hope, Love, and Value Through God's Love, Letters, and Poems, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
It's a pleasure to have you with this very important book that you've written, receiving excellent reviews and helping so many people. Why did you decide to write 40 Days Out of Darkness? What was the inspiration to take basically your story and to put it out there in book form to help other people?
Well, for so long I had written, I kept journals, and I started writing when I was a young girl to cope with the tragedies and trials of life. And I was insecure and doubted myself. And as I began to share just some things with family and friends, they said, "You have got to write a book. We all need hope. We all want to be loved and valued. And we're living in such dark, unprecedented times."
Yes.
When I started writing this devotional, the pandemic had just started. And the world, as you know, was in quarantine. Everything shut down, even our churches. Stores were out of goods. Businesses were closing. The economy soon went in a downward turn. War broke out in Ukraine. People were scared, depressed, and desperately without hope. The days and nights were getting darker and darker. We needed the light of the world, and that's why I wrote this devotional.
Debbie Kretzinger, our guest on the program. Kretzinger is K-R-U-T-S-I-N-G-E-R. I'll give you that spelling as we go through the program. The book is 40 Days Out of Darkness. You'll find it at Amazon, LifeRichPublishing.com, the usual places. And we'll have that, give that to you throughout the course of the conversation. It's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Debbie, what do you hope the book will do for others? And then in a second, I'll talk about what it did for you. But what do you hope the book will do for others? Because so many people can relate to somewhat similar circumstances that they go through in their lives, the normal ups and downs. What do you hope the takeaway is when people read 40 Days of Darkness?
Well, Rick, I really want the hopeless to know that they always have hope as a child of God. I want to know that they are deeply loved and highly valued. I want them to know God can be trusted in and through their darkest times. He has given us everything we need to be victorious. I want them to know that He hates the evil things of this world and their destruction. He wants them to know that all things will work out for their good, for those who He's called to His purpose. That's found in Romans 8:28. It's in our weakness that He is strong. It's in our pain and our trials that He comforts us and He builds our character and reassures us that we will make it through. He wants the world to know it's the evil one who desires to keep us in darkness, who comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But He sent His Son Jesus so that the world would have life and have it abundantly. His mercy is new every morning. He is faithful even when we are not. He generously gives us forgiveness, salvation, victory, peace, joy, even in the storms of life. I want the reader to be inspired to fall in love with the Savior as I have. Daily spending time with Him in His Word and prayer, even if it's just 5 minutes a day. That's about how long each devotional will take. They're short, they're followed by the scripture and questions if the reader wants to go a little deeper. I've heard people say that they don't know how to pray. I want them to know that prayer is simply just talking to God like He is their closest friend that you share secrets with. Someone you enjoy just being with, listening to.
Well, you take us by the hand and you lead us through that process, because some people are intimidated by prayer. That sounds so formal, and you break it down so we all can understand. In Debbie's book, 40 Days Out of Darkness, one review says, probably the most encouraging book I have ever read. A number of reviews like that, because what Debbie is talking about, her message is so relatable to all of us. We can find something there to grab a hold of to get us through these very difficult times. They're not over yet. Very difficult times that Debbie was talking about. What is the significance of 40? Did you have 40 in mind as you sat down to write this? Where did 40 come from?
Well, actually, I wasn't even expecting to write a book. Only by the divine appointment of God, I signed up for a 16-week course on finding your purpose. And I'm like thinking at the time, why in the world am I doing this? I have purpose. You know, my husband and I have a business and work full time. We're real involved in church. Our daughter and son-in-law had just had our first grandbaby that I helped take care of in the mornings, 3 to 5 days a week before work.
Great.
And, you know, what else could I cram into my life? but while taking that, this coach, Clustine Herbert, she said, Debbie, there's a devotional in you. You have got to write a devotional. Have you ever thought about that? I said, no, I write poetry. And anyways, she finally convinced me that that was my purpose for such a time as this. And I was overwhelmed by thinking, because I've done devotionals for 40 years, and, you know, I typically do a 365, one for each day, devotional. So when 40 came to my mind, she asked how long it would be, I just felt like, oh, that's not enough. And quickly the Spirit said, there you go again, Debbie, always thinking you're not enough. It's not, you don't have enough, you're not smart enough. It is enough. 40 is what I want you to do. So I began to do a little research on the significance of 40. And what I found in my research was that the flood lasted 40 days and nights.
Yes.
When Moses and the Israelites fled to Egypt, they were in the desert, as you know, 40 years, 40 long years.
Yes.
Before reaching the promised land. Moses was on Mount Sinai for 40 days to receive the Ten Commandments. Christ spent 40 days in the desert being tested and proved He was the sinless Son of God, worthy to be our Savior. And then, after Christ died and rose again at His resurrection, when He appeared to Mary and the disciples and many others, He stayed there for 40 days before the ascension. I started writing the devotionals in 2020. 20 plus 20 is 40. We were in quarantine. The Latin root word for quarantine is,
wow,
40. The official lockdown started March 23rd and was expected to end in 40 days. As you know, it didn't. COVID has repeated itself in different variations, but thank God we're no longer in quarantine. Theologians think that the number 40 represents change. It's in time of preparing a person or people to make fundamental change. In the Bible, 40 represents new beginnings, a coming out of the darkness into his marvelous light. This is what the devotional is about, coming out of darkness into his marvelous light, a changed life with renewed hope and spiritual passion.
And I love this. 40 was not just a random number, was it? This was like this was an inspired coming up with 40 days out of darkness, finding hope, love, and value through God's love letters and poems. Debbie Kretzinger, our guest on the program. Book at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you all of that as we go through the interview here. And Kretzinger, if you're Googling, is Kretzinger, and all these links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Debbie, tell me the meaning of read. That's very important to what you do in your message. What's the meaning of read?
Yes. So the day before I submitted my manuscript to the publisher, this just acrostic on the word read came to my mind. And so it's R-E-A-D. Read for reflect, E for engage, A for apply, and D for declare. As you reflect on, engage with, apply, and declare God's truth and promises, your life will be transformed into the likeness of our Savior. That was a powerful, life-changing thing. A few years ago, one morning when I was spending time with the Lord, he said to me, Debbie, you're really good at personalizing my word. He said, but I want you to declare my word. See, when we declare something, there's no doubt. We know that we know that we know.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what we need to do with God's word, because he can be trusted. And he is powerful, and his Holy Spirit lives inside of us. And so he's given us power and authority. And when I started really declaring that God's word, when he spoke to me about that, I was doing a Bible study with Rick Warren, 40 Days of Purpose.
Oh, yes.
Imagine that. And he gave one scripture each day for you to learn. Well, God instructed me to memorize those 8 scriptures and declare them regularly. And that was, I don't know, probably 10 years or so ago. And I still say that declaration throughout my day. And it truly has been life-changing for me, empowering.
Well, this book has been life-changing for so many people. Again, receiving rave reviews, 40 Days Out of Darkness, Finding Hope, Love, and Value Through God's Love Letters and Poems. Debbie Kretzinger, our guest on the program. I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but I was going to ask if there are any favorite maybe poems or devotions. And then if you're in a position where you could do that, maybe read one of the poems that you are especially feel good about, that this will motivate people, and one of the devotionals. Are you comfortable doing that?
Sure. Thank you for that opportunity. Well, one of my favorite poems is Transformed. And I'm not going to read that one to you today because, of course, I want people to buy the book.
Yeah, exactly.
They can find it in there. But I will read one that is powerful and is in the book and kind of just summarizes what this book is all about. It's titled Surrender to His Love. The night was upon me as dark as it could be. A glimmer of hope was all that I would need. Fear of the unknown gripped me to the core. one battle after the other, I cried out to the Lord. I heard him whisper, "Surrender to my love. I want to set you free from all the heavy burdens that come from the enemy. All you'll ever need is found in my great names. Jesus Christ died to set you free, removing all your chains." So I surrendered to his love, confessed my sin, received his forgiveness, and Christ came to live within. Now Christ is my answer, and I cannot contain all that he has done for me. This truth I must proclaim. He is Jehovah Shalom, my peace in every storm. His joy is my strength, and he's my comfort when I mourn. He is Jehovah Elion, the Lord Most High. He wipes away my tears and answers all my cries. He is Jehovah Rapha, the healer of my body, soul, and mind. He is Jehovah Nisi, the banner over me. He is Jehovah Jireh, the provider of my needs. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord, he is present in every trial and test. His grace is all sufficient. His love for us is immeasurable. He sacrificed his son that we may have eternal life and be God's chosen one. Surrender to the love of the Lord and be free in him. Make him Lord and Master. He is the great I Am.
That is so well said and so well done. Just one of many of the devotionals and poems that you will find in Debbie's book, 40 Days Out of Darkness, Finding Hope, Love, and Value Through God's Love Letters and Poems. An example of why this book is resonating and doing so well with readers, because they're really able, when they put the book down, if they put the book down, because everything I'm reading is like, it's difficult to, I want to go through this because this is so inspiring to me. The book is comforting, challenging, and encouraging. Debbie, in terms of a devotional, do you have one that you would share with us, please?
Sure. There's so many in here. Every one of them absolutely touched my
yes.
life. But my husband suggested that I read the very first one, because it just, he says it summarizes the whole topic of the book. And it's called Hold Fast. The focal passage is, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful," Hebrews 10:23. "Receive my love, dear child of mine. Your faith and confidence will grow when you understand how much I love you. I want to empower you. My love expels the fear and torment brought by the evil one. There is no fear in love, but my perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. 1 John 4:18. Start right now, today, and take a step of faith. Thank me for working in your life. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Hebrews 11:1. "My hope earnestly expects, not like wishful thinking of worldly hope. You don't see me working on your behalf, but you can be confident in who I am. I chose you before the foundation of the world," Ephesians 1:4. "Confidence is strengthened in knowing me and knowing that you belong to me. My beloved son, Jesus, he died to make you heir. All that is mine is yours. I have fully equipped you for everything in your life today. Keep fighting the good fight of faith." 1 Timothy 6:12. "Know that I have a solution for every challenge you are facing. I want to bring you out of the difficulties stronger than you were before. Worship and praise are weapons for resisting and defeating the evil one. Don't become weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up." Galatians 6:9. Hold fast. And here's a couple of the questions that go with that devotional. Where do you find your confidence? What are some ways that you praise God and keep your mind on Him instead of your worries, your circumstances? And how do you equip yourself to hold fast onto your faith?
I love the format, because with those questions there, it really comes to mind. This is interactive. We not only read, we have a chance to contemplate. You take us where we need to go to make best use of the devotional. One, I was reading reviews. One says, word of advice, slow down, take it all in. You've got the book in your hand. It's not going anywhere. I'm soaking it in page by page, and it's great to go back for reference. It's all in Debbie's book, 40 Days Out of Darkness, Finding Hope, Love, and Value Through God's Love Letters and Poems, Debbie Kretzinger. Time is going by so quickly. You've done such an excellent job with this. Are you working on another book?
Well, I'm always writing. I'm not real sure if I'll get it published or not. You know, that takes a lot of time and money.
Yes.
But hopefully. Thank you.
Well, you're a talented poet as well. Will you be doing a book of poetry?
Well, I'd like to do that too.
Well, we'll see. You'll let us know when you're doing something, because this book is touching so many people. And you're going to have a chance to see that firsthand. I understand you've got a book signing, which has to be fun, because you've got a chance to, you know, to speak with people face-to-face, answer their questions, share with them what's in the book, 40 Days Out of Darkness. Talk about that. That's coming up, and that has to be exciting.
It is very exciting, and I'm thankful for the opportunity. A local bookstore close to where I live in Dade City is the Book Shack, and they're right on 7th Avenue, and they have my book in their store and asked me if I'd be interested in doing a book signing. And I said, oh, I would love to do that. So on December 3rd, from I believe around 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening for a couple of hours. That night, Dade City has a Christmas card lane.
Oh, yes.
On Church Street. And so people will be out and about in the city and hopefully buying Christmas presents, and we'll stop by and meet me.
Hopefully that will happen. And if you're not in the area where you can do that, the book, of course, available at all of the usual places, 40 Days Out of Darkness, Finding Hope, Love, and Value Through God's Love Letters, poems by Debbie Kretzinger, Krutsinger. Just a minute or so left in the program. Let's sort of summarize again the format of the book, the different themes in the format, because again, this is really laid out in a really reader-friendly format, isn't it? You can take your time. You can go back. When it's over, you've got a reflection period there. It's really well thought out how the book is laid out. Talk about laying it out this way, because it's really not only it inspires people, but it continues to inspire because the book is laid out so well.
Well, thank you. The titles are just like 2 to 4 words, and they're just simple God's encouragement for us, like the one I read, Hold Fast, which was the first one. Then the last one is titled Finish Strong. I didn't plan for that to happen, but I had to smile when I realized that God had planned it. When we hold fast to His love and promises, no matter what we are going through, we will finish strong by His grace and power. Each devotional has a couple of questions, as I shared earlier, with supporting scriptures for those who want to go deeper or have a Bible study time. My little 8-year-old granddaughter, while I was writing, she came to my house every day to practice piano, because she takes piano lessons, and they didn't have a piano yet. And she'd say, Gigi, how you doing on your book? And read me what you wrote today. So, you know, I'd read her, and she said, oh, Gigi, that is so beautiful. You know, whole families could do this together.
Such a wise and, young lady at 8 years old, very wise. That's exactly what families could do.
Yeah, so she kind of planted that seed for me. And in the back, it lists all the different scriptures for each chapter. And I did not proof that list when I sent it to the publisher, and they don't really have it printed in order, so I apologize for that. But it's still, they can still go by that.
Yes, it's very reader-friendly, as I said. It is a job well done. The book is entitled, I get the title right, 40 Days Out of Darkness, Finding Hope, Love, and Value Through God's Love Letters and Poems by Debbie. It's D-E-B-B-I-E, Krutzinger, K-R-U-T-S-I-N-G-R. The book available at all of the usual places, Amazon.com, LifeRichPublishing.com, and we'll have all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Debbie, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of 40 Days Out of Darkness. When you're working on the next book, let us know. We'd love to have you back and talk about it. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It has been a pleasure. Debbie Krutzinger, the author of 40 Days Out of Darkness, Finding Hope, Love, and Value Through God's Love Letters and Poems. The book available wherever books are sold, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.